SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Stream free on SBS On Demand. The hospital in the deep end. Our hospitals are under pressure like never before.
Oh my God.
And when the system buckles, we all pay the price.
That's not good.
In this landmark series, three notable Australians step onto the front line to see what it really takes to save a life.
I honestly didn't think it was like that.
The Hospital in the Deep End. Stream free on SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
The 15th of March marks the International Day to Combat Islamophobia, and the Australian Human Rights Commission has taken the opportunity to call for urgent action to address racism targeting Muslims.
Unfortunately, Islamophobia is increasing in Australia.
That's Giri Sivaraman, Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner.
It's leading to violence against Muslim people, and there have even been threats of mass violence. We have a serious problem with Islamophobia in this country.
He's calling on the federal government to implement the Human Rights Commission's National Anti-Racism Framework,
which is the first ever whole society roadmap to tackling racism in all its forms. Had that framework been implemented and its recommendations funded, we could have seen work to tackle Islamophobia. But as I'm talking to you now, it's yet to be endorsed, let alone funded by any level of government.
The report was provided to government and launched in November 2024, a time when the Islamophobia Register Australia was documenting a sharp rise in reports of violence and vilification. The not-for-profit group's research shows the number of Islamophobic incidents increased by 150% in person during 2023 and 2024, and 250% online. The mayor of Cumberland City Council, Ola Hamed, has told SBS Hindi that the impacts of rising Islamophobia hit close to home.
International Day to Combat Islamophobia is an annual reminder that our work must continue. I certainly will be taking time to reflect on the events that occurred on this day in Christchurch 5 years ago. It is a feeling and an experience I'll never forget, because in a country like Australia or even New Zealand, people of all religions should feel safe to visit their places of worship, because we're all equal here.
March 15 is also the date that an Australian man killed 51 people across two mosques in Christchurch in 2019. It's an incident that continues to haunt many Muslims. Ola Hamed says it shows the ongoing need for difficult conversations.
To shine a light on the challenges and issues people of the Muslim faith have, and we must continue to open our doors and our hearts to all, so that they better understand what Islam is to the vast majority of its followers.
The International Day to Combat Islamophobia also takes place during Ramadan, a time of reflection for the Muslim community, which this year is happening under the shadow of war. Abha Suri is a councillor at Camden City Council in Sydney, and she's told SBS Hindi that she's looking forward to breaking the Ramadan fast at a community iftar dinner she's helped organise.
They show how powerful these gatherings can be for bringing people together, because it's not just about Ramadan. I believe councils, communities, they create spaces like this for people of all faiths and backgrounds, because ultimately it's about humanity and shared values. So they kind of open their doors to mark moments like iftar. You know, it shows that faith and culture are respected parts of our shared community.
But that respect has been increasingly questioned in recent months. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson was censured by the Senate, but not the Liberal Party, for comments suggesting there are no good Muslims. And a group of Muslim men was hauled off by police while they were praying at a protest during the visit of Israeli President Isaac Herzog. Giri Sivaraman says the incident has stunned the community.
Young men just being dragged off the pavement whilst they were peacefully praying. It's that kind of behaviour by police, as it is, it gives license to violence towards Muslims. It's a public statement of disregard towards a fundamental aspect of the Muslim religion, which is prayer.
The New South Wales Police Commissioner, Mal Lanyon, wrote to Muslim community leaders apologising for offence caused, but hasn't apologised publicly. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has maintained a similar line, saying police had been put in an impossible situation and subsequently cancelling the annual Premier's iftar dinner. Australia's Special Envoy to Combat Islamophobia, Aftab Malik, has called for a public apology to the Muslim community, and the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils says the incident highlights the growing breakdown between the Minns government and the Muslim community. Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner says actions by the police point to deeper issues.
It shows a lack of cultural understanding and a real failure to ensure the cultural safety of people. And I think it unfortunately shows that amongst various levels of authority, there's still a long way to go to stamp out entrenched Islamophobia.
He's calling on the federal government to take urgent action and address racism at its roots.
I'm confounded by the lack of action on the National Anti-Racism Framework. It's clear that racism is a really significant issue. It's embedded into our society, and there continues to be risk to people's sense of identity, people's participation, people's economic contribution, people's physical safety. If we want to deal with those risks and allow people to thrive in our society, then we need the implementation of this framework. We can't paper over the cracks with social cohesion measures or other initiatives. We need to tackle the fundamental problem, which is racism.
T. Mitchell, SBS News.
June 12th, the world will unite. 48 nations, 104 matches across three countries. The FIFA World Cup 2026 kicks off June 12th on SBS.